Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Among our top stories this evening:
the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission meets with editors from media houses to discuss the need for fair and balanced reporting during the election period.
This section requires all of you to ensure that your news, current affairs programs, or features relating to the election are presented in a balanced manner, that they are fair, and they are presented in an accurate manner.
MDCT activists besieged the party's Harvest House headquarters in Harare, complaining some weekend primary elections to choose parliamentary candidates were marred by irregularities as violence rocks Epworth polls.
Every matter is going to be taken on its merit, on a case-by-case basis. We are going to give due regard, due recognition to our tenets of democracy, tenets of justice, and tenets of the right to be heard.
And Parliament's Defence and Home Affairs Committee begins fact-finding mission on the mobile voter registration exercise as MDC lawmakers in the cities complain not all eligible voters are being captured.
Addressing editors.
The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission today met with editors from media houses in the country to discuss the need for fair and balanced reporting during the election period. ZEC chairperson Rita Makarau said the electoral body has started monitoring the media, adding those found on the wrong side of the law will be disciplined. Ivan Chifera reports.
Addressing editors from different media houses today, Justice Rita Makarau said ZEC has already started monitoring news reports to ensure peace prevails in the country before and after the elections. By law, all electronic media becomes accountable to ZEC from the day the president announces the dates of the elections for the duration of what is termed the election period. Makarau said ZEC went into the supervision mode last week when the president announced the elections would be held on July 31. Justice Makarau said she is aware Saturday's SADC summit ordered Harare to go back to the Constitutional Court to delay the polls, but said a commission is guided by the principle that the date set by the president still holds until it is lawfully changed. SADC ordered unit government principals to approach the Constitutional Court to delay the polls so media and security sector reforms, among others, could be implemented ahead of the elections. Makarau explains the Electoral Act empowers ZEC, with assistance of the Zimbabwe Media Commission and the Broadcasting Authority of Zimbabwe, to monitor the media during the election period to ensure fair and balanced reporting of all political parties and candidates.
Section 160J of the same Act lays out a code of conduct for all broadcasters and print media publishers during an election. The main import of this section compels you to treat all political parties and candidates equitably.
The public broadcaster has in the past come under fire for biased reporting and hate speech targeting perceived ZANU-PF opponents. Justice Makarau said the ZBC must ensure all political parties have equal access to the broadcaster as required by the law.
This section requires all of you to ensure that your news, current affairs programs, or features relating to the election are presented in a balanced manner, that they are fair, and they are presented in an accurate manner. I'm told that each writer and journalist sees a different story from the same event. During elections, however, we hope that you will all see the same story and that you will all tell the same story, as there is always one accurate story that is fair and balanced.
She said those found on the wrong side of the law would appear before the commission to defend themselves. Justice Makarau spoke against political violence during the election period, adding journalists should be protected as well during the time. Justice Makarau's deputy, Joyce Kazembe, meanwhile said the voter registration exercise, which started last week, is going on well with huge turnouts recorded during the first week of the exercise.
They are more organized, 12 persons per team, and really, I think they are really more organized. Something, the chaos, some of it had to do with just managing the queues, and I think they've sorted them out after we had given our advice. And Commissioner Dr. Makoni was in Mashonaland and West, and I think she can also vouch safe that the people are really turning out in large numbers.
Kazembe said more than 100 civil society organizations have applied for accreditation to conduct voter registration.
Anybody who is using foreign funding must actually surrender that funding for voter education to the commission to actually control and ensure that the civil society organization is actually using that particular amount. We need to know that information. And so quite a number of organizations did not give us that information.
She said civil society will not be allowed to conduct voter education during the current 30-day mobile registration exercise. Kazembe said accredited organizations would be allowed to conduct voter education in the run-up to the elections. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.